sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive, most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest to the program as we discuss Martin Luther King Jr. Today is the day that we celebrate his birthday. And we reflect on his dream for equality and what does that mean? And joining me from Color Us United is Christian Watson. Christian, welcome. Good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me back, sir. I'm always coming on your show.
Oh, I love having you. We always have great conversations.
Absolutely.
Well, I was talking actually earlier today with the founder of an organization called Red Balloon, and we were talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion, which, you know, they all sound like lovely words, but they don't necessarily mean what I think you and I would define them as. Can you talk to me a little bit about that and maybe how that is not necessarily a reflection of Dr. King's vision?
Absolutely. So DEI, also known as Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, is basically a set of acronyms, a set of terms that is used to help minorities, so to speak, in institutions that they have allegedly been disadvantaged in. So, for example, the idea is that in certain institutions are not diverse by virtue of them having been racist in the past, and therefore we need diversity and equity, equity being the idea of imposing fairness upon policy to rectify that problem. Now, the issue with diversity, equity, and inclusion advocates is that they see the world fundamentally through a class struggle, group identity-based lens. They don't see the world through the lens of individuals, you know, who have God-given rights, who are, you know, rational beings who sometimes will make decisions that may not be explainable by certain social forces. Their idea of the world is one controlled by past prejudices, one controlled by group identity. Dr. King was very clear. He said that, you know, the content of a man's character matters much more than anything else. And he was also very clear that all men were created equal. Dr. King, in fact, believed in the founder's vision of America, but the problem was he did not believe that vision was being upheld to the highest degree. So that's the main difference. The main difference is Dr. King had an idea of human beings that was much richer than what the DEI advocates have.
It's interesting to me, too, that there's been such a dramatic shift since the Civil Rights Act was signed compared to the, you know, the level of prosperity and progression and so on that was taking place prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers don't seem to bear up that in fact the Civil Rights Act has done what it was meant to do, but more because of certain entities, it seems to me.
Yes, there is basically a class of entities in America whose entire job is to keep racial grievance alive because their entire existence subsists off of it. And I'll be very specific with you, Pastor Greg.
Yeah.
There is NAACP. There's the Southern Poverty Law Center, the SPLC. There's a lot of different organizations that subsist off of grievance. Their entire goal is to convince you that America is still a country that is rife with inequities, inequalities, and racism, and that needs to be addressed on an institutional level. Hence, you solicit them and their lawyers and their bigwig media people to go ahead and fix the problem. Well, the problem with that is, in the process, they actually convince people of a false narrative. You know, the moment you actually point to things that may suggest that America is not an inherently racist country, it may suggest that America is actually the font of opportunity for Black Americans more than any other place in the world right now, they become threatened. And in their defensive posture, they conjure up several different arguments, several feeble arguments that subsist mostly on insults and very little on rational argumentation. They will say that if you try to be colorblind, you are covering for white supremacy and you are not acknowledging the racism minorities allegedly face. They will say that if you do not support their efforts, you are somehow endangering minorities. They will say all kind of crazy things. And they will even go as far as smearing certain people who have different opinions as being hate mongers. The SPLC is actually the king of this activity. They are known for putting a lot of people on lists next to racists who may simply have different political views. Cliven Bundy, for example, the famed Nevada rancher who many years ago told the government, "You cannot have my land." He asserted the same right that was the birthright of America, the right of private property, and the SPLC called him an anti-government extremist. Well, our founders were anti-government extremists, and for good reason, because government unchecked is tyranny. It's a tyrannical force. So these organizations subsist off of grievance. They subsist off of a very narrow worldview, and they use those two things to conjure up villains that don't actually exist.
Well, it's interesting you mention about Cliven Bundy and, you know, and those that came together there at his ranch to stand against the BLM and to say, hey, you know, you can't do what you're doing, stealing land and so on and so forth. There's a great similarity between that and the speeches that Dr. King gave about, again, peaceful assembly, the right to peaceful assembly. You know, I mean, the work that they did to try to raise awareness as to what was taking place and what was happening in the South.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing is, Dr. King, his vision operated within the framework of America. Most folks don't really realize that, because they'll say, well, Dr. King, he was also, you know, he was also a socialist in some respects. He supported the labor strikes in Memphis. You know, he was very much against profiteering and militarism, all kind of stuff. And so he was actually pretty much on the left. What people don't realize is that even though Dr. King may have had some leftward tendencies, Dr. King's vision does not discard America. Dr. King's vision does not discard the Constitution. Dr. King wanted a Constitution that works for everybody, in his own words. I'm paraphrasing, that's what he basically what he said.
Right.
The DEI people, the critical race theory people, they want to discard the constitutional framework and replace it with their own version of equity or whatever. They want to discard the idea of natural rights. They want to discard the idea of man being a rational actor moved by his reason as opposed to his passions. They want to destroy the framework upon which a stable society is built and replace it with their postmodernist variation. There couldn't be any bigger difference between Dr. King and this critical race theory people, the DEI people.
Something else that you mentioned just a few moments ago that I think is important for people to understand, and that is that it's not enough to suggest that America is a racist nation today, and that's their argument. They say, well, America is just filled, all these people are racist, especially anybody that might suggest that we want to make America great again. These are all white supremacists, racists, even yourself for being on that side of the equation. You are a white supremacist. But they want to rewrite history to suggest through the critical race theory that America was established as a racist country, that the only people that did anything to build America were those that were forced to, slaves. They don't want to take into account any of the pilgrims that came over, the Mayflower, the individuals, the religious liberty that was fought for, the Black Robe Regiment, all of those individuals, they want to simply there's a word coming to mind, whitewash. They want to spread, you know, this white idea, and yet they discount. And something else you were mentioning in what you were saying, and then I'm going to toss the mic back to you, but and that is, you know, where slavery exists, the greatest amount of slavery ever, and it still exists today, is in Africa. That continent has the greatest number of slaves. They have the greatest number of slaves today, and they continued to have and have had the greatest number of slaves even during the days of the slave trade. Mm-hmm. Africa possessed the greatest number of slaves.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes. And all these are inconvenient truths, Dr. Greg. Pastor Greg, excuse me.
That's okay. Maybe we're headed there. Maybe we're going to go there. I don't know. Maybe that's a prophetic word. I'll take it. We'll grab on to that.
But no, you're absolutely. These are inconvenient truths. The fact that, yes, not only was slavery quite big in Africa, a lot of African rulers sold their people into slavery to white folks. That's an indisputable, undeniable fact that is inconvenient. That doesn't mean that, you know, the British Empire didn't have anything to do with slavery, but it does mean that the British Empire actually ended slavery before any African nations did, before America even thought of the idea. It actually was abolished in the British Empire. And this is where America's natural rights tradition comes from. Those kind of actions, and it kind of built on each other. See, the woke don't have a rich conception of history.
Right.
Woke view history on a sort of linear, one-dimensional scale, which is why the 1619 Project exists. America started right when the first slave ship arrived, and that's the point we start from. Well, if you interpret America through that lens, you're going to miss the various intellectual debates that happened in the formation of the country. You're going to miss the sort of a sophistication of the American political structure. You're going to miss the depths of the American constitutional ethos and order and what that means in everyday life. You're going to miss the implications for society that a country like America has. You're going to miss a lot of things. You're going to miss for example, the people who were advocating for racial equality, even during the colonial era, even during the signing of the Constitutional Convention, of which there are many who said, you know, black folks may look different in our skin complexion, but they are still endowed with God-given rights. You're going to miss the complexity.
Absolutely.
You're going to miss it, and yep. they do miss it, which is yep. why the FC-1690 project and all that kind of stuff is just historically dubious, because it doesn't take into account the various different forces at that time that came together to create what became America.
We're going to get into a break here, but when we come back, I want to share, folks, with you about a very famous Christian who was an African slave, not enslaved by whites, but enslaved by another tribe that was victorious over his tribe, and he was the prince of his tribe, and therefore he was taken and put into slavery by the tribe that won the battle against his tribe. And he ultimately ended up here in America, and it's an amazing story. I'll share pieces of it with you coming up right after this brief break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, with my good friend Christian Watson. ChristianJWatson.com is the website. You'll see it right there underneath his name.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And there we go. Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So excited to have Christian Watson with me today. Thank you, brother, for being with me today.
No problem.
Really,
no problem.
Really appreciate it, and always enjoy our conversations. So Samuel Morris was born in 1873. He was a Liberian prince who converted to Christianity around the age of 14. He was taken captive by another tribe that was at war. They were constantly at war. And he was taken captive, and in order that he would, you know, if he ever was to get fed or anything at all, basically the tribe that he came out of would have to give sacrificially, give things, you know, whatever it was in order whatever the other tribe wanted them to do, that's what they had to do. And I mean, it was horrible. I mean, his existence was just absolutely horrific. They had him, they actually at one point had him tied up on something that was like a cross. And while he was tied up, and somewhat, you know, just, I mean, it was just really bad. A bright light appeared and the ropes fell off. And he was, and he escaped.
Wow.
And ultimately he ended up in America, and then he ended up going to Taylor University and went to school there and had a profound impact on the university, so much so that today there is a residence named after him at Taylor University. Unfortunately, he passed away at the age of 21. But in his couple of years that he was there, he just encouraged so many people because of the level of his faith and his amazing story. And he would pray with people, and miracles happened regularly. Healings, just a variety of, you know, miraculous things, and it's really quite amazing.
That is quite amazing, and that's the story of inspiration and help, I think, that more of us need to hear. You know, the fact that Christ can move so many barriers, he can move mountains to you know, free us from those barriers that we may face that seem insurmountable. You know, God, I don't believe that God would ever give anyone of his children a task they couldn't handle. Because he understands what we need. He understands, you know, how we can handle it and how we can address it. So I think that's absolutely very inspirational. And that's a story that we should really take to heart on MLK Day. Because there are two opposing narratives in America right now. One of victory and one of victimhood. The narrative of victory, which I believe is rooted in Christ, says that we are overcomers. That we have authority over things that plague us, that we, through prayer and faith, can get through even the most toughest challenges. The philosophy of victimhood says you are a slave to material processes. You're a slave to society. You are oppressed because of your identity. In fact, your identity is actually a very valuable part of you, as opposed to your identity in Christ, your identity, your earthly identity. That's a philosophy that the church, unfortunately, in some sectors of Christendom, is embracing. And I would hope that that philosophy is fiercely rejected by any Bible-believing Christian that wants to actually, you know, embody the victim, a vic- the victorious nature of Christ's sacrifice.
Amen. You know,
that's really what's going on.
Well, and understanding, you know, when he hung on that cross and he said, "It is finished," he meant it.
Mm-hmm.
He meant it. You know, the Word of God tells us that Jesus pronounced when he began his ministry, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent." And I know, I mean, I was, you know, I died three times and had, you know, encounters with heaven during three of those times.
Really?
And so I can tell you that it is real and that it is amazing beyond our wildest imagination. But I can also tell you that Jesus Christ said that heaven and earth are now mine in Matthew 28.
Absolutely.
Christ has redeemed the world.
Absolutely.
And we can experience this kingdom of heaven here and now if we will allow the life-changing power of Christ to truly impact our lives.
Absolutely.
That's the Absolutely. Good news of the gospel. And unfortunately, Christian, you know, I get it. There's a lot of empathy in the church for people that are struggling with whatever it is that they're struggling with. And unfortunately, ministers are coming out of cemeteries unprepared because they're told that the Bible is filled with myths and mythology and legends rather than filled with facts and truth and faith.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's one of the reasons why I think racial justice, social justice has actually taken such a hold in some sections of Christianity because they've just forgotten their biblical foundation, that there's neither Jew nor Gentile, that we are all one in Christ Jesus, you know? And you remember that, of course, one of my favorite stories in all the Bible, actually I have two favorite stories. One was when Moses went to Egypt and acted as the voice of God and then said, "Pharaoh, let my people go," gave him so many different chances. And each time, Pharaoh's pride just stopped him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, each plague, his pride just stopped him until, of course, I think his son or his firstborn got stricken.
Yeah. Yep.
And then I think then after that, he let him go, I believe. Right.
Yeah.
So that's one of my favorite stories. The other one is the woman at the well.
Mm.
When Christ walked up to her and she refused to give him water on account of him being Jewish. And he said, "I have water that if you drink from it, you'll never thirst again." And that one encounter not only changed her, but it changed everyone else in her town.
Yep. Her entire community. Christ. Yeah, her entire Absolutely. Community.
That's powerful.
Yes.
That's incredibly powerful. That's transformative.
Yeah.
It's new life, you know? And I just feel like the church is in a dry place right now, where it's not accessing that new life, and instead it's clinging on to this idea of systemic oppression, racism, victimhood, and it's using that as a calculus to approach certain issues.
And I think a huge part of that is what you've just talked about. It's the lack of accepting and understanding. You know, I've been using in India the verse Galatians 2:20. "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith." And this is key, not in, but of the Son of God. That's the King James Version. It's the only one that says that, but it's what I believe is the truthful version. And it's so impactful to understand that you know, if Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith, it's impossible to please him." Well, if he's a loving father and his word is true and he said it's impossible to please me without faith, then wouldn't he then give us that as a gift so that we can please him and walk in the fullness of what he's promised us that we can walk in? We got to take a quick break. If you can, Christian, hang with me for another minute or so, if you could. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
Yeah.
free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And Christian Watson has graciously stayed with me to continue a little bit of our conversation. I wanted you to get back into the issue of this indoctrination that's taking place in our schools in particular, and how that contrasts with the mission statement and the vision of Color Us United, because your organization is really about saying no and helping those who don't believe in the CRT message to have an organization. Kenny Chu is the president of that. You are a part of that as well. But to have individuals of color who are saying, wait just a minute, you know, we're not all on board with your little, you know, CRT mission here.
Mm-hmm. Well, so a lot of the things have been going on in the schools, and I think recently it's the phenomenon has been the gender ideology has been being taught to kids. The idea that some teachers have been teaching the kids that you can have infinite pronouns, the tussle over the parental rights in education bill over in Florida, which basically says you can't teach minors certain concepts that are not age appropriate, including you can't teach them about gender identity, about transgenderism, about all that kind of stuff. You know, and then of course before that, the big craze was the 1619 Project, which actually was included in a lot of high school curriculum,
right,
which basically taught that that racism is aboriginal to America, meaning that America is inherently racist. It also taught that America really began in 1619 and not 1776. So a lot of revisionist alternative history stuff,
right,
that if you just take a magnifying glass, it all falls away. Colorist United doesn't think that we shouldn't have different perspectives in our schools. In fact, we must. The hallmark of a classically liberal education is having different perspectives. But the difference here is these are not just different perspectives. These are perspectives that are demonstrably false that are treated as facts by the education system. And in doing so, they are attempting to indoctrinate kids with them.
Thank you.
So
That word in, because as you were saying that, I apologize, I didn't mean to interrupt, but that word that you just said, indoctrination, I mean, that's what that way, as you're sharing what it is, that is what it sounds like the goal is. Absolutely. Of a CRT. That's what the goal is of this diversity, equity and inclusion. I mean, it sounds like the goal there is to indoctrinate, and then you hear stories of teachers who are, you know, basically indoctrinating children into believing, boys believing that they're girls or girls believing that they're boys, changing their pronouns, if you will, even their names, we're going to hide this from mom and dad. We're not going to tell them, but we're going to do this with your kid while they're at school. And when I say that, in my mind, I think this could only be done in like a made up story. This couldn't actually be, you know, this might have been years ago, like an after school, I don't know, special, right? You know what I'm saying? I mean, just kind of a wild kind of a thing, but not anything real. And yet, Christian, as I understand it, it's very real.
Yes, it is very real. It is happening. There are people who deny it, but we know that in Maryland, there was a curriculum drafted from the state that actually included instruction about gender identity and pronouns at fourth, fifth grade. So it's not a conspiracy theory. It's actually happening. And there are some states that are actually pushing it. And I think that it's important for all parents. It was either Maryland or Virginia, by the way. But I think it's important for all parents to push back against that, to say, you know what, that's not okay. That's not what we need to be teaching our kids. And we should be instead emphasizing holistic education, reading, writing, arithmetic, things like that, as opposed to political stuff.
I was looking, I had seen and had shared it, but now I don't remember where I pulled it from, but basically it was comprehensive sex education, or the National Sex Education Program, was promoting the teaching of masturbation at 8 years of age. Mm.
That's terrible.
You know, that's, I mean, terrible. 8 years of age, folks, and teaching that kind of thing in school. And the other one of the other items that was on that particular agenda was teaching them about hormone therapy.
8 years old.
8 years old.
Yes. So as you see, Doctor, Pastor, excuse me. As you see, Pastor Greg, it is a problem. It is a serious problem. And there are numerous instances from across the country. In Michigan, a bunch of Muslim parents got very mad. This is actually happening in Dearborn. Got incredibly mad that their kids are being taught books like Gender Queer, like books that basically include explicit depictions of certain sexual acts to school-age children. I mean, America's at a point where this kind of stuff could bubble up and cause a conflict. Parents care very much about their kids, most of them at least, and they will go to the ends of the earth to protect them. And so I think that's what you've been seeing with the outrage around city councils and school boards around the country on this issue.
Yeah, it's really something else to watch this going on. How do folks get connected with Color Us United, and what action steps can individuals be doing? About 2 minutes.
ColorUsUnited.org is our website, and really you can just sign up for our mailing list. You can be a voice in your own community. You can talk about these ideas from an educated standpoint. You can advocate for the values of America. You can do a lot of things on your individual level that may not seem big, but they actually do go a long way in helping. So thank you so much for having me on, Dr. Brent.
I greatly appreciate it. Nah, thank you, Christian. I greatly appreciate it. ColorUsUnited.org. ColorUsUnited.org is where you can connect and get more information about it. And, of course, you can follow Christian as well at ChristianJWatson.com. That's ChristianJWatson.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. I'll be closing up the program. We got a few more minutes on the other side of the break. I'll be back right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Let's see what's going on over here. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits.
Look at
and
that.
Filtered through biblical
zoom,
glasses.
Zoom, zoom, kaboom.
All right. Let's see what's going on over here. We're back up and running. And we're the Nice Show Generation Radio.
That works.
No topic is off limits.
Look at that.
Filtered through.
Zoom, zoom,
glasses.
Come on.
Okay, let me. All right. All right. So you can go to the webpage now, ChildrenGenerationRadio.com, and we are up and running. I'm so stoked. I'm not even sure what the problem was. For some reason, the page was not loading, or I couldn't get it to load. I got it to load now, and that's all that matters. So good news. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in today. I greatly appreciate it. If you missed any portion of the program, I will have the audio up and maybe some video. I'm not sure yet. We'll work on that. Rick Manning was with us today. Andrew Crapuchetti. Crapuchetti was with us. Crapuchetti. Crapuchetti. Anyway, he was with us. He is the CEO of Red Balloon, and neat organization. They help you if you are looking for a company that is not all caught up in the ESG, which is equity, social, and governance. Equality, social, and governance. No, it's equity, social, and governance. They don't believe in equality. They believe in equity. Or the diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI. And if you've gotten caught up in that, and because, you were on your social media account and you posted a prayer or you put up a picture that celebrated you and your wife's anniversary, or in one instance that he shared this morning, maybe you put up a picture of you and behind you, you had the American flag. I mean, look, let's face it, my logo, let me show you. So that's my logo. Red, white, and blue, Chosen Generation, woohoo! Folks, that logo right there would get me in trouble with the ESG and the DEI crowd. They might say, "Oh, your logo, it's going to trigger somebody." Because, you know, red, white, and blue, I mean, that's the flag, and the flag is that racist American country. Real quick, I want to get into a couple quick things too. So we have man, there's a lot that's taking place that we should take some inventory on. The attacks and the assaults that are geared to try, again, the goal here is to try to bring America down. And why? Because they have created the mindset that America is bad. Well, America is bad because America is that rebel in their minds. And Americans that believe in America's independence and believe in America's exceptionalism. And let's talk about that for just a minute. What is it? What is it about America that brings on the idea of American exceptionalism? And I don't know, maybe we look at that and we say, "Oh, that's, you know, that's very arrogant." But is it that, or is it the idea, just running this out there for a second, is the idea of what the scriptures have to say about how we conduct ourselves, how we do what we do? The word says that we are to do everything as unto the Lord. The word instructs us as well that we should count the costs before we begin. What man begins a project and doesn't count the costs so that he can do what? Finish it. Not get halfway through it, but finish it. The Word of God talks about running a race. Who runs a race except to run that race to win? Now, granted, there is, in a race, in a direct race and competition, there's going to be one person who's going to win. There's going to be one winner. Well, do we cry over that, or do we pursue to try to be the one who wins? And at the end of the day, know that we ran our race the best we could. This is, in fact, American exceptionalism. To do what you do with a level of excellence. To do it in such a way that someone is going to take notice and say, man, you know what? They do that different. They do that better. And there's not anything wrong with that. In 1 Peter, it says that humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and in due time, he will exalt you. And your work, your effort, and so on will exalt you. Now, there's a humility that I think is a healthy humility, a true humility, to recognize that no one succeeds fully all by themselves. There are individual competitions that we enter into and in athletics and in life. And so there is our part that is to be played in doing our very best. And as we do that, others are blessed and others benefit as a result of our actions. It kind of is a reminder of that that their very well-known movie, It's a Wonderful Life, where one life has impacted hundreds, maybe even thousands of other lives and chain events that have taken place because that person existed and lived and used their gifts and their talents in order to impact, not really thinking about the larger scale of it, but what was right in front of them to do. And doing the very best that they could with that. These are all the tenets of American exceptionalism. And why America has been an exceptional nation. We were exceptional because of the fact that we taught young people at a young age biblical principles, a biblical worldview, a biblical understanding of the impact of what it is that you are doing. And by teaching them this biblical worldview, this biblical impact, guess what? You've taught them how to succeed in life. And their success is then somewhat contagious because it empowers others to succeed as well. It encourages others to succeed as well. I've had people tell me that my story, my accident, all of the adversity that accident has brought about, the injuries and so on and so forth, and the fact that in spite of all of those injuries and the pain and all of those things, I've kept going. 3 months after I got out of the hospital, or actually 3 months after the accident, the day that I got out of the hospital is when I went back on the air and started broadcasting by just simply using a phone because I couldn't do anything else. And I've been broadcasting consistently ever since then. Going to CPAC 7 months after the accident and having people there saying, oh my gosh, talking amongst one another. I found out the next year saying, you know, we're not sure if we're going to have to call you an ambulance. Folks, that's American exceptionalism. And it's inspired by our God-given rights and our God-given abilities. And it's inspired by our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Stay tuned. Sandra Whitten coming up right here on